This is a meditation for grounding. On those days, those mornings when you get up and feel a bit not quite yourself, a bit scattered all over the place, not knowing what to do first, just not quite firing on all cylinders, feeling a little bit lost. Not quite centered. You can do it standing or sitting, cross-legged or on a chair, whatever works. But preferably in a lightish room or outside even. So I'm leading this as if I'm standing up. And I'm inviting you to stand with your feet hip widths apart. That means with the distance, the width of one of your feet between your feet. And take a few deep breaths and just really allow your body to land in your feet. Allow the breath to drop out of your nose with your mouth closed. Just rest in that stillness at the end of the out-breath. And feel the breath reach your feet as best as you can. And feel the breath ground you. Feel that connection with the ground on the soles of your feet. Feel that point of contact. And so keeping your awareness on the soles of your feet as they meet the ground, that place where those two surfaces meet. You breathe. And you make contact with the earth. The earth that's holding us, supporting us. And with each in-breath, I invite you to breathe in an emotion, a quality, which you require right now. It could be anything, but something of a quality with a certain strength to it. So it could be, I need to feel grounded. I invite in groundedness, steadiness, confidence, physical strength, mental strength, emotional strength, courage, something with an element of firmness and strength to it, what you feel you need right now. And so just give you some space now to find out what that is for you in this moment right now. Ask the question, what do I need right now? Allow the knees to be soft. And any gentle movement is absolutely fine. So whatever quality you've landed upon, with each in-breath, we make that intention to breathe that quality up from the earth. I breathe in courage. I breathe in vitality. Really sucking it up through your feet, through your legs. And this is practice. So probably the first time you do this, you maybe can't feel this quality coming above your knees or your hips, and that's fine. With practice, you'll be able to allow the strength to raise higher in your physical body. Remember, and it's not all about the breathing in, it's also about the breathing out and the space between the breaths. They are just as important as the breathing in. So I breathe in strength, I breathe out strength. I breathe in strength. I breathe out strength. Obviously, always to our practice, we add an element of see, say, do to allow the subconscious to really take hold of the practice. So visualize the strength coming up through your feet. Say it, I breathe in strength. And as you do so, turn your head into the light or upwards to the light. I breathe in strength. I breathe out strength. I breathe in courage. I breathe out courage. Until you feel your body becoming that quality, which your mind is settling on. Just allowing the arms to be soft by the sides and the knees to be soft, and any movements to take place. And so wherever you have raised this quality in your body is fine for now. And so we take our attention now up to the crown of our head. And we allow in, if you like, through an imaginary door in the top of our head that's opened, we allow in light to pour in. Breathe it in. For this light to come in through your eyelids, sifting through the face and backwards into that void behind the face. I breathe in light.
I breathe out light. I become light. And allow this light to completely flood your headspace. And noticing this beautiful softness and lightness in terms of weight to take over your headspace. Noticing any movements in your body and just allowing them to flow. You maybe notice that a soft smile appears on your face. With this warmth and this light that you're allowing in, that you're allowing in, it's always there for the taking, for the healing, for the softness and warmth to award yourself. It's always there. The mind simply allows it or doesn't allow it. When we allow this light to enter, suddenly our whole experience becomes much easier, more pleasant, easier to carry, enjoyable. And as we smile and welcome in more of this light, and you notice the tone of my voice change with the smile. Yours too can do this. Light sifts in through our cheeks, through our ears, through our mouth. Until our entire head is filled with warm, white or pale yellow light. This now begins to sift. Trickle, seep down into the neck. Softening. And so we reach the shoulders and we allow this light to trickle through the very fibers of our muscles. Bathing our nerves in warmth, kindness, and light. And as this light reaches our shoulders, it drains away the tension we often hold here and begins to trickle downwards through our chest. And so I invite you to place your left hand on your heart space. Just taking a deep breath in as you do this. And feel the weight of your hand, the pressure, as the two surfaces meet, your hand with your heart. Feel the soft, tender, kindly quality that putting your hand on your heart awards you. A connection with your inner self, which for a long time may have been ignored. We just breathe with that sense of kindness. this compassion to ourselves. Feel our heart beating. And allowing this light, still filling our headspace, to trickle, to filter and sift down through our shoulders and our chest into our heart space as best as we can just now. Allow the breath and the light to be fused together. One to carry the other. These are your conduits with your external world and your inner world. Breathe in the light and allow it to flood your heart space, enshrouding, enveloping, wrapping your heart up in light, in softness, in breath. And there is nothing to do, nothing to achieve. Just enjoy this experience. Allow yourself to drop deeply into my voice, into the very sound, the very timbre essence of my voice. So, wherever you are just now is where you are meant to be. To grow and to heal. And so with this chest full of light, with this softer heart space, with this opening of the heart space, this opening to the light, and I invite you to return your awareness to your feet and that quality which you breathed up at the beginning of this meditation. To breathe it up once more. Raising it up a little higher if you can, and allowing it to mix as best as you can right now in the center of your torso or even your heart space, maybe. So we mix the strength with the light. Breathing it up, breathing the light in, and allowing it to mix in the center of the body, around the heart space, in a huge mixing pot. Both embodying strength. We feel our connection with the earth and with the light above us. We perhaps feel the energy running through our bodies, through our feet, through our hands. Perhaps a fluttering in the heart space, an aliveness. Your heart, now softer, is able to flutter. Noticing these pleasant, enjoyable sensations and knowing they're always there if we know how to access them. And so we breathe with this mixing of some form of strength from the earth with light from above. We ground fully in our physical body. Feeling present and connected to the earth and to the light above. In balance, in equilibrium, and we now give thanks for this energy, for this balance, for this groundedness, whatever action you feel inclined to do with your hands just now is the right one for you. You can possibly feel your body being pulled forwards. Just giving thanks for this connection with the energy around us. You find yourself rubbing your fingers or wiggling your toes. This is just a connection with the energy, the invisible energy around us. And just allow it to flow. And so now, after we've given thanks for this experience, which we can call upon at any time, my invitation to you is to take this lightness out there into the world and into your day. Take this smile. And when you smile, the world will smile back at you. So I invite you to have a lovely day, grounded and connected in love.